power and its grace. I can feel the rush of angels' wings. I see joy in every face. Surely the presence of love is in this place. I see joy on every face. Surely the presence of love is in this place. Surely the presence of love is in this place.
Today we are moving into the time of in the tomb, and we have our beloved Reverend Kimberly Maroney with us today. Come on in. And she is our angel minister. She has written several books on angel, and she's the author of Angel Love Cards and Angel Blessing Cards. She's also the president and CEO of Gateway University. She has brought comfort and love through her angel ministry to thousands of people, both in person and over media and interviews, travel. She is really one of our wonderful angels, and we are so blessed to have her do this workshop with us today. So thank you, beloved.
Thank you. I love you so much. Breathe with me into your heart, into your soul. That's it, into the essence of your being. And as we breathe, let us connect with each other, one to another, heart to heart, and soul to soul. Over the last few months, I've been blessed to have a lot of time in prayer, in deep meditation. And in those meditations, I find myself going home, going to the source. And in those meditations, I realized that I wasn't seeking healing like I often do. Wasn't seeking a solution to a problem or an answer to a question, as I often am. But rather, I was seeking the source, seeking wholeness, seeking home. And spending time in that place of all that is. And that's where we're going to go today. In these journeys, I have realized that in my childhood, I'll call it that way, in my childhood, Easter was a horrifying, terrifying place. And in the memories of my past lives, I often end up with post-traumatic stress syndrome as I relive each year, every step of the way through Easter. And finally this year, finally I was asking, when will it be done? And the answer came now. Now, this is the year we can quit within ourselves, reliving the trauma that we experienced, us as family. And we can instead remember the joy of the resurrection. Remember the joy of the ascension. Remember, as Jeshua has told us so many times, that we know this. We know how to do this. We've done it many times before. So I have my little comfort bunny here with me. Thank you, Tim. And if you have one, you can find it. And I have little unicorn, because you know sometimes these little critters are really helpful. This trip to the tomb is not to try to relive what happened to Jeshua. This is for us. This is for each one of us personally. And so join me on this journey within, to where the tomb can become a magical, mystical gateway to home, to source. So let's close our eyes and breathe into our hearts. That gateway begins in our hearts. Quiet down within yourself. And you can even imagine that you are laying down, or you might want to lie down, that you are laying down in the embrace of the divine. Because that is truly what the tomb was for Jeshua. It was love. It was divine love. And so we enter this quiet inner sanctuary of the Most High, the Holy of Holies, which is us, the throne, which is us. In your heart, in your imagination, what is it? What is this inner tomb, this inner sanctuary, this most sacred of places, this Holy of Holies? Let your body be comfortable. Here there is no more suffering. Let your heart open in vulnerability, for there is nothing to fear. There is only love. Breathe into love. Perhaps that love flows in from your feet, rises up through your body, up to the top of your head on the inhale, and exhales, passing down through your body and out the bottoms of your feet into Holy Mother Earth. Allowing the fragrance of the Mother, the Divine Mother, the Deep Earth, to fill every aspect of you on the inhale, and exhaling out gratitude, love, sweetness. with each breath, what is it that you are ready to lay aside? What trauma, what fear, what limitation or sorrow, what grieving are you done with that you are ready to lay aside? It is time now. You are able in this place to simply allow it to no longer exist. As you breathe, feel the gentleness of this letting go. It's so soft, so gentle, so effortless. With each breath, you find yourself more in love, more in joy. Where there was darkness, there is now a light glow. As you become more aware of this glow, you realize that it's you. This radiance, this light is emanating from you. And as this light gets brighter, you notice that there are others. Others are surrounding you. Who are they? Is it Jeshua? The Mother Mary? The Father Joseph? Mary Magdalene? Is it Joseph of Arimathea? Is it you in that lifetime? Is it your guardian angel? Maybe you see the magnificent archangels here with us, holding this space of glory and magnificence. And maybe you feel the seraphim, the ones who surround the throne and sing of praises and glory, their song of love going out into all of creation, creating the elements of material life in this song of love. Perhaps when you came in here, there was a veil over you. And now that veil disappears. It dissolves. And the remembrance of your holy self shines through. In this company of saints, of angels, of masters, in this company of the divine, as the light gets brighter and brighter, as the love becomes more splendorous, resplendent, magnificent, glorious. You notice that the patterns that held your physical body together are just simply dissolving, like those old beliefs or habits or patterns or thoughts or fears. The you that came in here is dissolving into the light of true essence, of Christ presence. And as that essence dissolves, as you dissolve into the light, you realize that you are home. You have come to the source of all that is. There are no more bodies or personalities. There is only love. Only exquisite, beautiful love. And in this love, there is such profound gratitude and joy and bliss. In this oneness with all that is, you feel the blessing of eternal peace. You are more glorious than the multiverses. You are all that is. Breathe that in. Allow it to take you. Ride on the gentle swells of love and grace and peace. This is the essence of you. Let each breath carry you deeper into this essence. Let each wave of love unite you with all that is. Let peace become the foundation. Savor this peace. Float on the wings of love. Allow the choirs of heaven to carry you deeper on this vibration of love. You are omnipresent. You are everywhere, always present. You are omniscient. All knowing lies within your heart. This heart of love, this heart of creation, You are omnipotence. The presence, the power, the wisdom, the glory of divine love. There is only love, only peace. There is such comfort and satisfaction. Allow the waves of song, of love, of peace to carry you even deeper into this embrace of the divine. Rest. No home. Savor oneness. Into this holy place, a ray of light shines through. Notice, does this ray of light have a color? Does it have a feeling? Does it have a shape? You feel drawn to this beautiful ray of light. It calls you to it. Enters you. This beautiful ray of light enters you and fills you completely as you begin to take on form. As you follow this beautiful ray of light, you remember who you are in eternity. You remember who you are from the source. You remember your essence, the qualities, the gifts that are uniquely yours. You look back through the long history of time and know every moment. You look forward into eternity, and you know every moment. You see and feel this divine song of the eternal, this love song. You see it spiraling out, dancing out. And each little spark of light, each dance, each twirl, begins to take on form. It becomes space, illumined with love. And those particles of light, as they dance with each other, they spin and twirl, and they become electrons and protons and neutrons and things we don't even know, as they dance and spin through this beautiful space. And these become atoms, and the atoms join together in this dance of love, this dance of creation, bringing forth the attributes of you, your holy self, your Christed presence. You are yet enormous. You are larger than the universes. And as this dance of creation continues on, it gets more defined. Begins to take on more form. More remembrance. More understanding. You know who you are. You know why you chose to take this life, this body. You know what you've come to heal, to let go of, to release. You know who you've come to love and what you've come to co-create. You can see this life now through new eyes of joy, of celebration, of accomplishment, because it is accomplished. You see around you all who have journeyed with you since the beginning, as we gather together here, as we journey together, beings of light all around the world. We feel the preciousness of this time. We see with vision. We see potential. And we can see that while our human selves may have some challenges and some difficulties to dance with, while our communities on Earth might be expressing different emotions and feelings and actions, while some might be acting out and others might be hiding. Or responding in kind. So we know that this is the dance of our Holy Mother Earth. And we know that we have come here to be the light of love. A beacon of light, a beacon of joy. We have come to be omniscience here on earth, omnipresent, omnipotent love. We no longer need to hide or be afraid. We no longer need to feel traumatized or in sorrow. For the light of resurrection is shining upon us now. It is us. We have no need to heal the body that came with us into this tomb. We have no need to heal the life that we brought in with us. We have no need to solve problems. We simply bring forth the presence of who we are. We bring forth the presence of the Holy of Holies that lives in our hearts. We bring forward the dance of joy, the sweetness of grace, the tenderness of compassion. We bring forward our unique gifts and treasures. And together we join hands all around the world. Together we join hands of love, hands of joy, hands of co-creation and collaboration. We make the effort to look into the eyes of those we see out in life, those we see on the street and in the shops and in other cars, those we see in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our workplaces, those we see on movies, on YouTube, those we see from war-stricken zones, those we see in poverty and hunger, those we see who are angry and resentful and bitter. We look at them through the eyes of divine love. We hold them in this love. And we know that this too shall pass. That each one of us will come to the time of love in our hearts. Each one of us will come to the place of joy and peace. Each one of us will lay down the struggle and the suffering in our own divine way and time. And in that we see the beauty of the dance, the beauty of the divine unfolding. We can let go of our sorrow. We can put away our frustration. We can take off our cloak of struggle and our shoes of resentment. Leave them behind. It is our Christ self that resurrects into this tomb. It is the Christ self, the one Christ self that unites us all. Even though we are unique, we are all one in the Christ presence, in the essence of the Christ, in the light of this love. We are all one. And for all eternity, we have always been one. As we have enjoyed our journey into separation and uniqueness, There is a part of us that has always known that there is no separation. We are truly one. And at any moment in life, under any situation, we can simply take a breath. We can pause and remember this feeling, this oneness, this holiness that belongs to us all, not just a few, but all of us. And not only humans, but everything. Everything is alive in this love. Everything. So when we need strength, we can take a breath and remember the strength of oneness. As we walk on Holy Mother, we can receive her strength into our feet, into our bodies. We can receive her power, her presence, her energy, her knowing, and return it to her multiplied. We can breathe the air and breathe in all of existence through this holy air, this breath of God, fortifying us, reminding us of our connection with all that is. Everyone who has ever lived breathed this air, this same air. Everyone who will ever live, every creature, every being who will ever express on Holy Mother has breathed this air. The plants around us breathe it in and exhale it, giving us their unique gifts of love. The water around us cycles through life, bringing abundance and joy and blessings. Growing our crops, bathing us, cleansing us, healing us, nurturing us. Falling from the sky as hail and snow and rain and sleet and mist. Becoming clouds, becoming frozen, becoming vapor, just as we do. We have the ability to flow through all of these forms of life, and that more abundantly. We are the abundance of life. We have come to do the things that our Master Jeshua did and more, as he has told us so many times. He lives through us. He walks as us. He breathes with us. We are one in the essence of the Christ. We are never alone, never abandoned. And as he has told us so many times, truly, I did not suffer. And so truly, we may now finally lay aside our suffering completely and declare it done. We can declare it is done. It is complete. It is finished. I have done with suffering. I have done with fear. I have done with separation. I now joyously, gratefully, gladly, graciously, magnificently choose to live as the radiant Christ being that we all are, connected as one in our hearts, never alone, never separate, always in abundance, always in joy, always walking the visions of the divine, always being the breath of God's love here on earth, always co-creating, collaborating, coexisting in the joy and the sweetness of potential. We have come to let go of the past and be the future. We have come to be the points of light, the presence of the Holy walking this earth in our own unique disguises. Because aren't they fun? And so it is, we allow that being that was us that entered this tomb to simply dissolve away into the light of love and to once again become a part of all that is. And in its place we emerge from here in the glory of the Holy Self, the Christed Presence, in oneness with each other, with the divine. From here on, it is God's love that beats our heart. It is the divine voice of wisdom of Sophia that speaks through our voices. It is the thoughts of the Holy of Holies that passes through our minds. It is the touch of healing, the touch of grace, the touch of love and joy that transmits through our hearts and our hands. It is the presence of holiness that extends from the bottoms of our feet so that every step on Holy Mother is blessing her with more and more love, healing her, holding her in love and grace and joy. And so now when she rumbles lightning and thunder through the skies like she did here today, we are ecstatic with her. We shout praises with her through that thunder and lightning. When she pours from the skies hail and rain and snow and water and sleet, we rejoice with her, renewing the earth, renewing the water. When the winds blow, we howl with her. The spring cleaning, the spring winds bringing renewal, bringing hope. And when the earth trembles and shakes, we dance with her. And slowly, gently, we begin to see that the rains will go to the places where they're needed. Slowly we will see the earth gentling and the fires quieting. Slowly we will see the air clearing and the light of the sun become more hopeful. For we are the light of the sun. We are the radiance of the holiness. It is us. We are remembering. We are awakening. We are no longer afraid. We are willing to be radiant and joyful and fully alive. We are willing to love, to heal, to rejoice, to celebrate. Our time has come. It is now. Breathe now into this body, this new body of the Christ Self, that is formed for you in this sacred chamber of the Most High, in this tomb, in this Holy of Holies. Notice how it feels to live within this new body of light. Notice how it feels to be healthy, alive, vibrant, energetic, because we don't need to carry the old energy into this new creation. It has released. We can remind ourselves, it's done, it's finished, it is accomplished. Savoring the glory of this new body, its energy, its light, its love, its joy. As we celebrate, we allow ourselves to exit, to leave this tomb or this sanctuary or this chamber of the Holy of Holies. The door that seemed to be there simply dissolves like the veil. And we stand in the light of glory, of oneness, of magnificence. We look into the eyes of each other, of every living being, and we rejoice in the remembrance of love, of holiness, of oneness. We see the love, the Christ presence in each of our friends and in everyone, regardless of how they are, regardless of the role they are fulfilling in this life. We choose to see the love that beats their heart and the light that illuminates them. And we know that regardless of how they're acting in this moment, their divine plan is in operation, and at the perfect time, they too shall remember. They too shall awaken to the light, to the blessings, to the love, to the peace, to the oneness of truth. Without leaving this place, because we are now truly reborn in the light of the Christ, simply allow your eyes to gently open, to be present here in your body, here, wherever that is for you, here in time and space, as we return from eternity, from the blessings, as we remember in our bodies who we truly are, as we claim the Christ in our bodies as who we truly are. As we remember that we are the blessing, and it's as simple as breathing, as remembering, I am the light, I am the blessing, I am radiant, I am peaceful, I am joyful, I am grateful, I am love. And so when you're ready, gently open your eyes. And if you're with us on Zoom, turn on your camera again and take a moment to gaze into the eyes of each other, to see the love in each of our hearts, to feel the celebration of joy. To know that we are the heart family coming home together. Coming home together. In the radiant glory of love. It is time, and so it is, so be it. So let's continue in this gentle space. for a few more moments to savor this presence of ourselves. To savor the presence of each other. And to thank our little comfort creatures for being our companions on this journey, because they are now blessed and filled with this place of love. And anytime you need to remember, you can get out your little comfort creature and remember. Or if you are wearing jewelry, that jewelry now holds this essence of the source. And whenever you wear it, it can make you feel, it can remind you of this experience. And the clothes you're wearing now are imbued with this holy love. You can wash them, it's okay. It won't wash out. Yeah. Your holy jeans, right? And every time you wear these garments, you can remember this sacred moment. And your shoes are now infused with the love of the divine, so that every step you take in these shoes leaves a trail of light. Can you imagine? Every step you take is now leaving a trail of light on the earth. And it won't be long before all over the earth, everywhere, there are little footprints of light everywhere. Little footprints of light everywhere. Little creatures of light everywhere. Little blessings of light everywhere. Like this stone that B.A. found in a campsite somewhere from Des Moines. And brought it here. And now who knows where it will go from here? Connecting in love. And every drop of water has now been blessed by the light of the divine. Every word we speak with our voice is the voice of love. Every touch of our hands, every hug that we give is the light and the love of the divine. Share generously. Thank you.